Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing, and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour this Wednesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Spent some time talking college football, Simone Biles, Deshaun Watson, Aaron Rodgers, the Olympics with Bob Costas. Dale Jr. will stop by. Dale Earnhardt Jr. on loan from NASCAR on NBC. The Niners have signed Trey Lance, 4-year. $34 million contract, fully guaranteed. So that's before practice starts today. Deshaun Watson is on the practice field for the Texans. We don't know if he's going to practice. He does have a helmet on, and he does have his red quarterback jersey on, but we don't know if he'll actually go through workouts, but he is doing what is required of him to avoid being fined $50,000 a day. 877-3DP-SHOW email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Say good morning to Peacock. That's our streaming partner. All 3 hours, download the app. And also our radio affiliates numbering nearly 400 around the country. Peacock Original, The 96 Effect, the three-part series showcasing the American women who carried the country to victory in gymnastics, softball, basketball, and soccer at the 96 Olympics. You don't want to miss The 96 Effect, streaming now only on Peacock. Sign up at PeacockTV.com to get started. McLovin, poll question from the first 2 hours.
What's the story we're not paying enough attention to because so much else is going on? The runaway winner is the San Francisco Giants being the best team in baseball.
Okay.
Which is funny because I don't even know a handful of players on that team right now.
Well, I know Buster Posey had the game-winning hit last night, but... Yeah, that was one of those. What was the over-under on the Giants win total this year? It was probably in the 80s, like 85 or something. Because I thought, man, I would probably take the under. This is why I don't bet. You know, over-unders, you'd go, the Yankees at 92. I'm taking the over. But I remember the Giants. It felt like the Giants and Red Sox both had low win totals, the over-unders there. And I probably would have taken the under on both of those teams coming into this season. But the Giants have been a great surprise, unless you're a Dodger fan. Yes, McLovin.
Okay, I have the Red Sox came in 19th at 79.5 wins.
Yes.
I'm researching now the Giants. The Giants were even lower than that.
Oh, my God. They were 75.5.
Yep. I see one at 74.5, too.
Oh, my God. And I was thinking about taking the under, you know, just not going to, you know, actually take it, but mentally going, yeah, I'd take, no, I'm not gambling, Seton. No.
Dan.
No.
Welcome back.
No.
Welcome back.
No.
Welcome back.
No.
They need your money, those guys.
I know.
They miss you.
But I know once I start, I don't stop. and I don't want to do that ever again. Imagine you bet on a game. And like Jerry West was the GM of the Lakers. Jerry couldn't watch a Laker game, certainly a playoff game. He'd have to get in his car and then drive around Los Angeles because it was so nerve-wracking. Well, I would bet on a football game, and I couldn't watch it. It was too nerve-wracking. And a lot of guys will say, yeah, I got a nickel on this or dime on this. It'll make it more interesting. I was never, ever like that. Did not enjoy gambling. It was, hey, I won. Okay. Oh, I lost. It would be the worst. Yeah, Paul.
Why don't we do a couple show bets a year? Everyone throws in a 20. Nobody gets hurt.
No.
Like the over under Rams 10.5.
I'm in.
Win totals. I'm in. Let's go.
It's a gateway drug. You start with a Rams over under.
How about three show bets a year? We'll pick three 5-star specials.
I gambled on this show, Paulie. I don't need to gamble again.
Did you find out if you won or lost?
I think I won. I think I'm a winner here. By the way, 8 teams known to be on Max Scherzer's trade possibility list. This from Jason Stark. Dodgers, Giants, Padres, Red Sox, Rays, Jays, Astros, Mets. The report was he wants to go west. And given what's happening with Trevor Bauer and the Dodgers, man, that's a 30 for 30 waiting to happen, it feels like. Trevor Bauer. Yeah, McLovin.
It is amazing how you have this little triumvirate of NL West teams that seem to be ruling the sport right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Seton.
It's tough to go east from Washington, D.C.,
okay.
too.
Okay, I yeah. see what you did there.
Yeah, sure as I could go to Atlanta and be going out west.
Right. It's tough to go east from that. Yeah.
No
that
way to
far.
Go.
Scherzer signs with Ireland. What?
Welcome to Bermuda.
I didn't see that one happening. The Packers GM, Brian Gutekunst, is making some headlines. He met with the media today. And, let me just run down some of the things that he had to say. He talked about Aaron Rodgers' future past this season.
You know, I think Aaron, with the time, what he's done for this organization, I think he deserves at least the conversation every year about where we're headed, where he's headed, and to get together and we'll make decisions. The club will always determine what's best for the Green Bay Packers, but I think he's earned the right to have those discussions.
Okay. He also talked about Aaron Rodgers having input. This is my I love this one.
You know, there's a lot of opinions. There's a lot of different angles, you know, certainly from personnel. You know, I got medical, I got salary cap, coaching, scouting, all that kind of stuff. And I think it's, you know, just kind of continuing to incorporate those things with Aaron. You know what I mean? Like, I think he's earned that seat at the table to have a voice. He always has had a voice. I think it's just kind of incorporating that.
Okay. In other words, he did try to say some things. We just didn't listen to him. Aaron has had the same input he's always had, but added that, quote, one of the things of this offseason is learning how to incorporate that. No, that's because you have to. I think Rodgers will meet with the media later. That would be fun to know. Hey, so you had a voice. They just didn't listen to you. Is that what Brian Gutekunst is saying, Aaron? I'll hang up and listen. Yes, Seton.
I like how all of those statements are about how Aaron has earned. I mean, obviously, everything he's done for the franchise, he's earned the right to have a seat at the table now because he's so important to it. So he's earned everything that all of a sudden there's a lot of respect going around for Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
He's earned that right, too.
Yes, Todd.
When Mark Murphy called you a complicated fella, what do you think he meant by that?
Did he compliment you by calling you a complicated fellow, Aaron? Yes, Paulie.
Do we still stick by our prediction that Aaron Rodgers is going to call out the media and the coverage more so than the Packers later today if he does anything?
I would say he would point fingers towards the media.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the Packers are doing everything that he wants. Randall Cobb is headed back. Devontae Adams will get his contract. Maybe the great receiver, Jake Kumerow, will be brought back to Green Bay and everything will be great. No need to ruin anything right now. All is well. Nothing to see. I told you I was coming back. Everybody made a big deal about this. Yes,
if he does point fingers at the media, is he wrong? And what percentage of wrong would he be? Is he 100% wrong, or is it more like 10%?
Maybe, as Rob Domofsky, who covers the Packers, said there's a 5% chance Rodgers was coming back. Maybe the media was 5% wrong. Maybe that's what it would be. Yes, McClough.
I do wonder if the media might, you know, they've said sources close to Aaron Rodgers. What do they name that source who Mike Florio keeps saying is his agent?
Yes.
So everyone's going to be like, well, your agent's been saying this. Nobody's going to come out and say that. So that's what the media is going to fire back.
There's a backstory to this. I don't know the exact details of it, but it just, there's a backstory to this. The whole how this started, how we ended up here, just feels like there's been a puppeteer going on. There's some things going on. Just can't get my finger on him. Trying, can't. Yeah, McClough.
Aren't you glad you weren't part of this news breaking process this spring with Aaron Rodgers? Like, that you didn't have, like, that you didn't break news at any point. Like, you know, you just stayed, sort of stayed away.
But I don't think there was any news to break. That's why I kept saying. I try to stay in my lane, to quote a great philosopher, that I know what I know. Like, I try to find out something, and if I find out something, then great. If I don't, there is nothing. Like, Green Bay and Green Day, I didn't really have any real insights into that. Okay?
Oh, Green Day, Green Bay.
Yeah. Stay in my lane with Green Bay and Green Day. Yes, Seton.
There was just somebody this morning, though, on TV talking about Aaron Rodgers. And he was like, you know, well, all the pressure is on him now. He's got to perform. He's got to be great because of everything that he's just done. And if he doesn't perform up to the level that we expect, his teammates are going to be like, hey, man, you're the guy who sat out all this time and missed all this stuff. It's your fault. He hasn't missed a single practice. He showed up on the very first day. Yeah, so what is the media even talking? You're the guy who sat out this whole time and didn't practice. He showed up on the very first day of practice.
Where were you in May, Rodgers?
What does that even mean?
You were in Hawaii with Miles Teller.
Yeah, because we were all on vacation, dude. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, boy. And then the other quarterback news that created headlines, of course, yesterday on this program, the great actor Matt Damon on would he root for Tom Brady if the Buccaneers played the Patriots in the Super Bowl. He's Matt Damon, actor, producer, screenwriter, and Tom Brady apologist, it says here.
Apologist? I don't apologize for anything. Listen, I love that guy. I make no apologies.
Okay, if the Bucs played the Patriots in the Super Bowl, who would you root for?
Tom Brady.
Okay. All right. And then he ended with, go Bucs. Well, that didn't play well in Boston yesterday. We got calls from media outlets, like TMZ ran this. Like, this was a big deal. And then did Tom Brady tweet out that how about them apples?
Yeah, Tommy retweeted our interview clip with Matt Damon and put, how about them apples?
Yeah.
We're friends again.
I don't know if we were friends.
We're past a lawsuit. Now we're working together.
We were on the cease and desist list.
We've got history, though, now, and we've made it. We're on the other side of that issue, stronger, better. Our relationship has never been better.
You, Matt Damon, Tom Brady, all the fellas are back together.
Okay. If you say so.
We're going to get Affleck back in a couple of weeks.
I like that. All right. Well, good. I see Ben's been in...
enjoying his vacation.
Yes, he has.
What year is this?
Him and J-Lo in Saint-Tropez.
Is that real?
It looked pretty real to me.
Man.
Where his hands were? Yeah.
Extremely real.
Yeah, looked really real. The real. Season 2 of That Scene. It's back. This is where I get actors, actresses, they talk about a scene in a movie, a famous scene, or it could be a TV show. We did that with Bryan Cranston, where he talked about the ending of Breaking Bad. Adam Sandler in Happy Gilmore with the fight with Bob Barker. Will Ferrell, the streaking scene in Old School. If you're a fan of Stranger Things, you're going to love this one. Today, we release the first episode, season 2 of That Scene, and it's with David Harbour, Hop. And you can catch all of the this podcast, season one, you can go to amazonmusic.com/scene and listen to that. But David Harbour is released today. Go to danpatrick.com as well. But here's a portion of that. Hop goes in to audition for his role as the sheriff in Stranger Things. How do you think you got cast? What do you think you did during your audition that got you that this role?
With Stranger Things?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I had gotten to a certain point in my career where I was pretty tired of not getting cast in things that I felt very connected to, and kind of getting cast as like the supporting guy running with a gun chasing Denzel and stuff. So I was pretty cynical, to be honest. And I guess I wore a hat because I felt like this guy is such an alcoholic and a pill popper that he wouldn't want people to see his eyes. He'd always want to be sort of shielded. And so I wore a hat, and Carmen and I read the scene once, and you know, she was like, that was good. Do you want to try one without the hat so we can kind of see your eyes? And I was like, no. So we did another one just with the hat. You know, it's sometimes those things where you don't care.
And
I
imagine,
didn't think I would get this. At that point, Netflix had House of Cards with Kevin Spacey and Orange is the New Black. And I really thought they were looking for kind of a big star for this. And I didn't think there was really any shot of me getting it. So I kind of, in a sense, threw it away and I think that was part of what made the audition so relaxed and special.
Season two of That Scene, go to amazonmusic.com/that scene. He was great. He was wonderful. Talked about his crush on Winona Ryder, telling her that when they were filming scenes, that he finally said, I had to tell her that I had a crush on her.
Join the club.
Yeah. I told him that. You're not alone there. But David Harbour, that is episode one, season two of That Scene, amazonmusic.com/that scene. When we come back, some heavy questions, conversation for Dale Earnhardt Jr. We thought he'd be a great guest, given what happened with Simone Biles. Jr. went through a pretty tough time, depression. Father died. He had to get in the car the next week and drive. He wasn't winning, letting down his fan base. He's always a revealing interview, and I think he'll be this time around. It's 16 after the hour. This is the Dan Patrick Show. There's a new app that can help you save time and make it a whole lot easier to manage your investments. The Stifel Wealth Tracker app, STIFEL. When it comes to managing your investments, knowing where you stand is half the battle. You just want to know, like, what do I have? Do I have enough to retire? You want to know, what are your investments doing and how they're performing? And you can find it in one place. Stifel Wealth Tracker gives you direct access to Stifel's award-winning equity research, investment strategy views, and more. And Stifel has been helping clients managing their investments for 130 years. When you need professional guidance, you can use Stifel Wealth Tracker to connect with a Stifel financial advisor, and you can get the help that you need. So they've been around for 130 years. They know what they're doing. Best of all, the Stifel Wealth Tracker app, free. Download the Stifel Wealth Tracker on the App Store, Google Play, or at stifel.com/tracker. That's STIFEL.com/tracker. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app. Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or, I don't know, take over a minute to down a 2-liter? Well, if you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW, only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you
know
I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
The truly brilliant all-electric EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz features some of the smartest tech ever to grace four wheels. With Dynamic Select, you can fine-tune hundreds of vehicle settings to precisely match your driving style. And available in off-road mode, transparent hood lets you see through the sheet metal to steer clear of bumps and potholes directly beneath you. How about that? A 360 array of cameras and sensors constantly alerting you for danger, while 64-color ambient lighting lets you fully customize the ambiance inside the spacious cabin. The EQE SUV is so smart, even the headlights are thinking. Optional digital light technology projects navigation markings and warnings on the road ahead as you drive. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Test drive the EQE SUV. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE-SUV.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Make sure you pick up a bag of Penny's Bang Biscuits, gourmet biscuits made from scratch using healthy, all-natural ingredients. We got great partners. They've made a great product. And 20% of all Bang Biscuit sales will be given back to handpicked partners in the pet industry. Available at danpatrick.com. Morgan in Maryland, before we get to Dale Earnhardt Jr. Good morning, Morgan.
Good morning, Dan. How are you guys doing?
Great, great. What's on your mind?
So I wanted to circle back what you guys were talking about yesterday about, like, what constitutes as a sport. And I just wanted to say, like, as far as the Olympics goes, I don't care if USA is throwing rolled up pieces of paper into a trash can. I am watching it. I am there, decked out in my USA gear, you know, watching these athletes compete for the gold.
Awesome.
That's it.
thank you, Morgan. Have a great day. I love that attitude there. We spent a lot of time yesterday and part of today talking about Simone Biles. Took herself out of the team competition. She has taken herself out of the individual all-around competition. That will be Thursday. Don't know if she's going to compete over the weekend. And we thought about Dale Jr. For a variety of reasons. We love having Jr. on. By the way, season 2 of Lost Speedways on Peacock. They're looking at great racing cathedrals of the past. Really long-forgotten race courses now abandoned or overtaken by nature. I really loved it. Thought it was great. And we were going to have Junior on to talk about that. But then I thought everything that he went through when he was racing, from when his dad died to getting in the car the next week, the expectations, you inherited a fan base, he wasn't winning, just the mental side of that. And Dale Jr. joins us now. And I know it's a long time ago, but that mental part of preparing for a race, how many times do you think you went into a race where mentally you weren't in a good place?
Well, when you're doing it every single week, you certainly had your good days and bad days when you could tell where you were last week mentally and where you were this week, and it was happening in such a repetitive process that there were days when you got up and you felt really great. You felt like, man, I'm this is going to be a great day. I can feel it. Or, you had a great disposition and could handle adversity better. And then there were days when you got up out of bed and you had no motivation or you had no confidence. You maybe had something going on in your personal life that had you down and depressed. And then when you were faced with any adversity during that day or that race, you didn't handle it well and you didn't overcome it. And, you kind of fell apart. You're definitely going to experience that in sports. When you're competing on a regular basis, you're going to have those days when you mentally just have it together. And then those moments when you're just overwhelmed. And, I was always affected, my personal life and my home life, was the driving factor for me. And so if things were good and I was, and things were smooth for me at home, things were going to go pretty well at the racetrack. I think that might've been the other way around too. Sometimes if things didn't go well at the racetrack, things went bad at home. That's for sure. If I failed, and I had stretches of failure, where just I was a miserable, miserable person every day of the week.
But how many times did you get into a car and say, I shouldn't be in this car?
I never did that. It was a job, I was just showing up to work and supposed to be there, felt like I belonged there. But there were days when you looked around and you just knew you didn't have that same confidence as the guy next to you. So when we go to the driver's introduction, all the drivers are forced into this little space together and we're going to get introduced to the crowd. And so you are exposed to all the competition right there in that moment before you're going to go compete. And you can see guys that are ready to get after it. And you can see guys that are just, they're not up on the chip. They're not fired up to be there. I don't know. Everybody kind of approaches it differently, but,
can you say anything to anybody?
What do you mean?
Like, could you tell your crew chief, or, like, you have doubts or, hey, I'm just not there. Or like, did you just suppress it?
Yeah. You wouldn't want to say that because you don't want your team to hear it, or you didn't want your crew chief or anybody to think that you weren't logged in, and you weren't there. Everybody, most sports racing is a team effort, and you definitely don't want your personal issues or anything you got going on, I guess, were, you didn't, you know, that wasn't the Jackman's problem. He showed up, he's there, he's plugged in, he's prepared all week. And so you suppressed it and didn't say anything. Now, after the race, you might go up to your crew chief and say, hey, man, I'm sorry. As you could probably tell, I wasn't with it this week, or I wasn't with it today. This is why. I'm going to try to fix that. How can you help me fix that? You try to do a better job the next week.
But you had a big fan base. Like the pressure at a young age of living up to you didn't want to let them down.
No, you didn't. And, I had a hard time feeling like a victim there, because I felt like that fan base was super, that fan base was absolutely the reason why I was able to keep my job in certain situations when probably the next guy would have got fired. There was a stretch when I was going, things were going pretty bad with my job at Rick Hendrick. And anyone else would have got let go, but my fan base and the support that I had from the fans is the reason why I wasn't let go. And so, being that most popular driver, that saved my butt a few times in my career, and I was able to turn it around and get back to victory lane and do all that. But, I was, So, knowing that it was this blessing, I kind of felt guilty to ever look at that pressure as a bad thing or something that I didn't want to have, because that, that support from those fans was the same thing that was keeping me going and keeping me in the seat at certain points in my career.
You didn't ever think about just pulling in pit row and then just getting out of the car and just walking away?
No, I mean, certainly may have certainly may have thought about it a time or two. I mean, there was some, I tell you, I mean, to be quite honest, Dan, when we went to Rockingham after Dad died, I mean, I didn't want to run that race. I didn't want to be at home by myself either. You know, I wanted to be at the racetrack and I wanted something to occupy my mind, but.
And that's a week after your father died.
Yeah. So he died. And then next weekend we're at Rockingham and I didn't want to be home, not racing. That probably would have been a miserable realization when they drop the green flag and you're not out there. Like, oh, this was a bad idea. I should have been in that race, but I certainly didn't. I wasn't getting up that morning going, man, I'm looking forward to this. I just needed to be at the track. I really didn't want to be behind the wheel. I mean, the next couple of weeks down the road, that emotion goes away. And there were certain times in the windless droughts and the struggles when I would walk, I wouldn't really say it. I wouldn't really feel it on race day. You know, every day you get up and get in the car, you're thinking this is the day it could turn around. If I get in this car, this might be the day it goes right. But on Monday, after it didn't go right, I'd walk into the office and talk to my sister or somebody and say, I'm done with this. This is not fun. I'm not having any fun. I don't want to do this anymore. But the machine was so big, it was going right. I can't stop it.
You were a brand.
I was right. You can't just. I couldn't stop it. Right. Even if I wanted to stop it, I couldn't get off that train. It took me moving parts. And it's probably best, that I didn't have that choice. It's probably best I didn't have control. Of that decision, because I would have probably made the wrong decision in that moment. But it was. Whatever, I'm glad I stuck it out, because I did get back to winning some races and was able to kind of have some great moments.
Sorry I got a little heavy with you, but.
Yeah, it really got heavy.
Your dad would have been 70 in April.
My gosh. Yeah.
What would he be doing?
I hope that he would be spending a lot of time with my wife and my kids, and because I feel like that he would have really loved Amy, and I just really wish that I could have seen them two interact with each other over lunch or whatever, and certainly wish that I could watch him play with my kids so I imagine he would be doing all those things. I don't know what he'd be doing professionally and what he might have his involvement in, probably his car dealership or I don't know whether he would still be a team owner in NASCAR. Probably so. He'd probably have some pretty big influential position in NASCAR, whether it's on the ownership side or in the industry itself, managing the direction of the sport. But, at 70 years old, I'd hope that he would be slowing down and enjoying the family that he's got, all his grandkids.
He wouldn't be on a dirt track on a Saturday night, would he?
No, he wouldn't. He would left that way behind in the 70s when he moved up into the Cup Series. I don't think he would have ever – he might have done a one-off here and there to entertain some folks, but I think once he was going to be finished with racing in the Cup Series that he would probably be done for good.
The season 2 of Lost Speedways on Peacock, as you look back on, some of these long forgotten race courses abandoned or overtaken by nature. And I watched one a couple of weeks ago. I thought it was great. You're like the Anthony Bourdain of racetracks.
Oh, man.
You just,
that's a great compliment.
You Yes, and I want you to take it that way. You're not a NASCAR driver, former NASCAR driver. I mean, you're a good host, and you present it in a way that you're truly excited about what you find, what you discover, what you unearth. I mean, it's archaeological digs that we're finding with these racetracks, and it's enjoyable. You don't have to be a NASCAR fan. It's just about history. You're talking about people and places, and it's really well done.
Well, thank you. There's a we produce it at Dirty Mo Media, which is a business that we started here, a production company that we created, and there's an interest in all of us with the abandoned and the, you know, things that are lost or left behind to be discovered again. We are all sort of interested in those things. And I know I get people laugh when I use this analogy, but I remember when they were looking for the Titanic for years and they were never going to find it. It was an impossible task to discover where this thing was at. And they looked for it for decades. And finally, you know, when they found it, I remember when I was a kid and seeing the images of this thing. And I mean, it just evokes so much interest and we were all curious. Heck, we're still curious about that discovery. And so it's sort of the same thing, you know, but it's in my little world of racing where we go back to these tracks and we only go to the places where there's evidence, where you can actually see what the track looked like or the imprint of the track into the surface of the ground. And it's fun to really understand what they meant to those communities, the people that experienced the good times and when the tracks were thriving. And I'm not saying this because we're here together, but if I get any credit on my hosting abilities or anything that I do on my interviewing abilities, I have studied you, buddy. You're one of the best. I've told you that before. And I tell everybody that, you know, when I'm working in the media side and broadcasting and so forth, that you're kind of the top of the mountain in terms of how to interview somebody, and you just do an amazing job. And so I have to say that, and I'll probably tell you that many, many more times going forward every time we're around each other. But I really appreciate you and the influence that you've kind of had on me as I've steered away from driving cars and gotten into the broadcasting side of it. It's been, you've been a really helpful person and a very supportive person to me, and you probably don't even know that.
Well, you know what I always appreciated about you, Junior, is you were willing to listen. You didn't have all the answers. And I think that's the important part when you're trying to go into this business, is you don't know, but you're willing to listen and find out. And I always appreciated that. But, it's always great to catch up with you.
Yes, sir, you too.
I feel like I'm talking to you, not interviewing you. And I appreciate your honesty always.
Yep, it's always good to talk to you too, man. And I feel the same way. Every time we've had a conversation, you almost forget we're working. But
and if I can help with the girls, I'll help. You know, you let me know. Like I got three of them.
I know you're always available, man. I know that I can text you anytime I need with that type of question.
I still love, like, Junior will send me a text and it'll be like, you know, what do I do? Like, you know, I didn't know that they could do this, or, you know, she's asking me this. And I think you got to do a show on fatherhood. Would Amy do a reality show on fatherhood?
I don't know. She might. It'd be an interesting experience, I'm sure.
She's the crew chief.
Oh yeah, for sure. With two girls, with two little girls, absolutely. She's in control, and I'm there to help. I'm another set of hands to sort of.
You're just changing lug nuts. That's all you're doing.
I'm just a picture at this point.
Good luck with the show. Always great to talk to you, Junior. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan.
Take care.
Good to talk to you, buddy.
Dale Jr., NASCAR and NBC analyst, and it's season 2 of Lost Speedways. You'll find that on Peacock. I don't know how the relationship started, but I just remember talking to him, and it felt like we were having a conversation. And you know, you can knock on the door. You can't bang down the door. With those topics, his father, he has to allow you in. And I always acknowledge that. I don't know what that's like I mean, imagine that you're on the track. Your dad died in your rearview mirror at Daytona. A week later, he has to get back in the car because that's your job. Your dad would want you to do that. How could you possibly be all in getting in that car? And he's right. You know, if he's not Dale Earnhardt Jr., he gets fired. He had no success. He had an unbelievable fan base. Still has one. I mean, he's the most popular driver, and he doesn't drive anymore. But season two of Lost Speedways on Peacock. Once again, my thanks to Dale Jr. We'll take a break. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
The all-electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is luxury and innovation on a truly magnificent scale. It's not just the flagship of the Mercedes-Benz electric lineup. It sets a whole new standard for all luxury electric vehicles. You're going to marvel at this epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen featuring self-upgrading next-generation AI and a beautiful, intuitive interface for both driver and front seat passenger. You'll experience next-level comfort in an exquisite, spacious, near-silent cabin that makes this flagship feel more like you're piloting a spaceship. And you'll appreciate the graceful aerodynamic design that almost completely eliminates drag for an outstanding operating range of up to 350 miles on a single charge. The EQS is an object lesson in just how far electric mobility has come. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Take a test drive. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQS.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. and it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson tested positive for COVID, missed the team's first practice of training camp on Wednesday. Didn't he test positive last year? We got a poll question. 5-minute poll question. How about that? We'll put a time constraints on it. And it has to do with three quarterbacks. Let's put Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson Jr. III, and Deshaun Watson in there. They're all practicing with their current teams today. If I would have said 5 months ago, 4 months ago, because I have to wait until Rodgers made his announcement, Russell Wilson on our show. So February, if I would have said to you, middle of February, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, Deshaun Watson will all be practicing with their teams. First day of camp, which one would have been the most surprising? Because Deshaun Watson wanted to trade back in late January, right after the AFC title game. Deshaun Watson was like, hey, I want out of here. Aaron Rodgers' situation after the NFC title game. Russell Wilson Jr. III right after the Super Bowl on this show. Yes, Paul?
I think I would have picked Watson because in February, it felt like it was imminent, and there were so many detailed trade talks. Everyone's like, 4 first-round picks? No, it's probably be 3. It was more like it was almost assumed before the allegations.
Yes, because that's what you have to factor in, the allegations. Although, if I factor in the allegations, is it Deshaun Watson that you're most surprised that he's at training camp today? And I'm going to say, yeah, because he's not tradable. Russell Wilson, I didn't think was going to get traded. Now, I know that the media thought he was going to get traded, but my source on that said he was not going to get traded. But when his agent named some teams and then you go, okay. But that had a 2 or 3 day run where you go, that got serious in a hurry. And if you're a Bears fan, you're like, what? A quarterback wants to play here? Oh, my God. Yeah, see.
Like, Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers always felt like, well, it's just a disagreement, you know? Whereas Deshaun Watson was like, yeah, man, like, you're never going to win there. Get out. Do anything you can to get out of there because you're never going to win.
And then Deshaun Watson wanted to say who was coming in, wanted, you know, to say, hey, who are we going to interview for the head coaching job? And then he refused to talk to David Culley, who got the job. And then all of a sudden after that, allegations started to come out and you're like, now you can't even trade him. Yeah, McClellan.
I would still think if we put up the poll today, will Deshaun Watson be there week one? I think most people say no. He's gonna
I don't think he's starting, but is he still with the Texans week one?
If they're allowed to trade him, don't you think they probably would?
But I don't. Oh, yeah, if they're allowed to, but they're not going to be allowed to. If I'm the Eagles or some of these other teams, like you're going to go, hey, we don't care. We're going to trade for you. Okay, what's his value right now? You're not going to give up what you would have given up in January. Or the Texans can't expect that in return. That's part of the problem. Hey, if we're going to trade him, you got to pay up. Well, I'm not going to pay up what I thought I was going to. With the National Sports Collectors Convention beginning just outside of Chicago today, it was announced that a Patrick Mahomes 1-of-1 NFL Shield autograph card is sold for $4.3 million. That's the most ever paid for a football card, the 4th largest sum fetched by a sports card all time.
Stat of the day. Whoa. Stat of the day. Stat of the day. Stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
It's a 2017 Panini National Treasures 1-of-1. I like paninis. They're good.
Oh, yeah. A little olive oil.
Yeah, it's nice. A 1-of-1. Is this where, how do you buy these? Help me understand this, McLovin, that there's one of one. Do you get in cards or?
I think this is a card and you get a sheet of paper with it, I imagine. I mean, that's for your buddy, Gary Vaynerchuk. He's the expert on this.
Yeah, he might be the one buying this card for all I know, Vayner Media. But I just, like, they decide they're only going to do one of one. But how's it available one of one? And do they have to do this through the NFL, through Patrick Mahomes? Like, I don't understand all of this. It used to be really simple. I went to the convenience store, and I bought my cards in a pack, crappy gum, cardboard, and I was good to go. Yeah, Paulie.
Doesn't it feel like the people selling these NFTs are making all the money and that...
Well, this isn't an NFT.
This isn't.
This is just a card.
It's an actual card.
I think.
A physical card.
Yeah. Well, Panini's obviously the big card company. They pay Mahomes like $1 million. Then they try and make as much as they can over that, I'm assuming. So it's sort of a game. Like, you know, I'll give Trevor Lawrence.
But I also have to pay the NFL because I'm...
I don't know what the licensing in the NFL is. I know Trevor Lawrence got a big check from Panini. So they have to pay the player for sure. And that's what a lot of NIL money is going to be coming out of Panini too.
Ooh. Are we going to have college football trading cards?
Oh yeah. Like that's this? Well underway.
How about that one? That's a new revenue stream. Yes.
I think that's where Bryce Young's $1 million figure is. A lot of that could be cards.
Yeah. Josh in Florida. Hi, Josh. What's on your mind today?
Hi, it's Dan. First time, long time. First of all, wanted to thank you for all you guys do. You guys were talking about, I've watched you guys since you've been on, but I'll make it short and sweet. Talking about mental health today and Dale Earnhardt, you know, watching his dad lose his life. I've unfortunately had two dads that I've saw die. My first dad committed suicide 2 weeks before my sixth birthday, and my dad that I only knew since 5 years old died on this past Father's Day right in front of us. But this thing about mental health and everything that you guys bring, I don't think you understand how many role models and father figures that people have in their lives. When you lose a father figure like that, you've helped, you and your show have helped so many people so much that not sure you always hear about it. Coaches, teachers, those are the people that always remind me of my father that I've looked up to. And I just want to thank you for doing what you guys do each and every day, because I'm not sure you know how much it helps, you know.
Well, thank you, Josh. We don't know, but we always appreciate, you know, whatever comments you make, any interaction. We don't take it for granted. I mean, if it can happen to Simone Biles, it can happen to anybody. Like, you go, oh, she's got everything. Do you? Michael Phelps, he's got everything. Does he? That's why I talk. Find somebody who'll listen. Get it off your chest. Don't be afraid. There's no stigma attached. There shouldn't be, the way it once was. Because if you said you had mental issues, then people thought you're crazy 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. Now, hopefully there's a little bit more compassion to at least listen, to understand. May not be able to fully understand. And I wasn't asking people to fully understand. I just want somebody to listen. It's like, how did I get here? And how do I get out of it? It's like what I say when I'm in a conversation with Todd. How did I get here? And how do I get out?
Very nice. See how you bring it full circle like that?
Can't wait for the show to end. That's how I get out of it.
It's not nice.
Todd, what'd you learn today?
As a youth, Bob Costas thought the Yankee legends at Monument Park were actually buried out there.
What we learned, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz vans. They go far beyond from their customization options. Cutting-edge tech, 5-star sales service, financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz vans built, equipped, engineered to be ready for anything. Go the extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. Our pleasure to serve you, and I mean that. From all of us here, thanks for joining us.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.